This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Swatowski. The part of an area's economy that's driven by the arts and intangible goods and services is often called its creative economy. It's also sometimes called the orange economy, after a 2013 book. I was at a panel in Fort Lauderdale Wednesday about how the orange economy in the Caribbean and Latin America is closely tied to the creative industries here in South Florida. Arts and culture can bring huge economic impact to a region.
When in Brazil, it's quite obvious. You do have the big guys and they do make a lot of money. But also with the small guys, if we support them, we're going to have an economic impact in the whole country as well.
Ana Maria Paziani is the deputy consul of Brazil in Miami, and she heads the cultural affairs department.
I need to connect the business world with the art world. This is why we are at least trying to invest in this area.
According to a study out 2 years ago from the nonprofit Americans for the Arts, the arts sector in Broward County is worth more than $414 million. Philip Dunlap is the director for Broward's cultural division. He says art in the Caribbean and Latin American countries is a part of Broward's economy, too.
We're almost intertwined. We're almost an extension of those cultures, of those economies. So that creative economy are some of those intangible things that people bring with them that is just as much a part of our culture here in South Florida as it is in those countries.
The panel was part of Broward's annual International Trade Expo that's going on this week, called FITSE. I'm Katie Swatowski in Fort Lauderdale.